But I didn't ever change cities because I wasn't born. But she said her name was Emily. But she born in Louisiana, East Cal Pass. That's why she born there. Because my mother had some brothers. You want some of their names too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had one named Isaac. He born in East Cal Pass too, Louisiana. Well, she had one named Zenas. He's born in East Cal Pass. And she had one named James. He's born in East Cal Pass. And she had another named Junius. All those were born in Louisiana.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, I didn't have any sisters. Mother didn't find no good at all. Just found a few boys.
Yeah.
Now my older brother, he died in 1950. Now he's born 1901. His name was Tommy. Now he born in Chico County too. He had been living, he'd been 76. Now I got one out in town called Ida Biggie. I him the only two living. He lived in Lake Village. He born in 1904. I'm just about around 3 years younger than him.
Your brother?
My brother, Irie. He lived in Lake Village.
Did he grow up here?
Sure did. He born and raised here too. Chico County, Lake Village. That's right. We was born and raised here, and of course I've been raised in AC, but I come back. But I was born and raised here.
Yeah. Where'd you go, man?
Oh, I went to California. I didn't go out to the state. I just visit my kids in California. Me and my wife both. But we didn't go out to the state. Because I just visit them. I thought to go back and stay, but I decided I'd probably stay on here because I guess I'd do by the world here that would NYS. So I just didn't move. But I've been farming all my life since I got grown. I'm mad now, 16 years old. I was 16, my wife, she was 14. We just babies in the way when I was mad. I got hired a fifth grade. Now, like most boys do, I got mad when my wife, I just quit school and went on mad. I think we was mad in 1923. I've been mad, it's been 50 years.
Was this your father's land?
Oh, this place? Should belong to the white lady. I'll just wake you. I ain't got no farm. But she lives in Little Rock. I just, I'm in the farmer's ground for her.
Was this your father's house?
Oh, no. My father never lived here. You see, we're fact business after when I was born and I come to knowledge to know about anything where we lived on Red Leaf. That's the place going to Greenwood Bridge. That's about, I guess, about 6 miles, I reckon, from Lake Village. That's on 82 going to Greenwood Bridge. And well, he's farming there on Red Leaf. Well, he had his boss man at that time was named Clarence Owens, that was his boss man. And another man was named Mangle. He was a bookkeeper on Red Leaf. So my dad told me, because I was small, but he all the time talked about it, you see. And so we lived there, I think 1912, 1911. And left there, we come near Lake Village on Mr. And we stayed there from 1913 until 1980. And we left there